Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the continuation of our special session, which you will recall we started in July of this year, and we had our first 3 days from the 10th to the 12th of July. As you've rightly said, Mr. Chair, we will continue to follow the agenda in document SC2240. As we didn't close the last session, the July session, we continue with the pending leftover items, which I and Lukasz will come back to later on. There is no adoption of the agenda because we adopted it in July. And we just keep going with the various discussions that we had. Just to inform you, some other administrative points. Following our meeting in July, we had prepared a draft version of the report of the session, and that's document SC2241, which we shared with participants on the 21st of July. Of course, that was a draft report which covered those 3 days, but did not obviously cover today as our last day for that session. We will issue that formally after our session today. We have printed copies here in front of me of all the documents for today, so including this draft document 241, which highlights what was agreed in July and what has been left over as still pending elements for discussion. We also, following our discussion in July, updated the actual provisions in the draft contract of carriage convention. And I apologize for not using the full name. I should really use the full name, but anyway. These you will find in document SC2 2023 number 2, which is now available in the three languages. Again, I think we do have printed copies in the three languages here in front of me, if you would like to take some copies. This incorporates all the things that we had agreed in July. Of course, if there are changes today, because we still have some outstanding aspects, those changes will need to be incorporated in that document, and a revision or a corrigendum will be issued to reflect any changes before we take this to the next session of the working party in November of this year. So feel free to take any documents that you need. We will also, of course, in our discussions today, be projecting document 2023-2 on the screen behind me. So if we have individual changes to make to the various articles, then we will do them live, and everyone can see them live as we go along. So, Mr. Chair, what we really have left and outstanding from July, and maybe I may pass the floor to Lukasz to give some more details on that, those aspects. But you will see from the report of 241, we have obviously all the aspects in relation to negotiability and Chapter 4A, as well as the relevant definitions that come to do with about that. We have the aspects related to whether we refer to sentences and paragraphs, etc., throughout the text, which the Secretariat will provide further information on based on our research. And finally, the aspects related to the periods of limitations in the lawsuits, which was also left pending. I said finally, but it is not finally, because this week we have also had some discussions on the definition, offline discussions on the definition for dangerous goods, and so that will be something which we will also introduce. So, Mr. Chair, I think if we can go through the main pending items that I've gone through, leaving till last the aspects related to negotiability, which will probably require longer and more detailed discussions and interactions. I hope that is clear.
Yeah.
But if there are any questions, I think we can answer that immediately. Thank you, Mr. Chair.